I was in a private school, an elementary school. I don't think it was space that they created for people with, certainly not with Down syndrome. In middle school and high school, I was in the public school, and that was probably my first experience that there were these separate classrooms. You knew that some kids went there, and in no part of my experience as a student did I feel connected to these students in any way, shape, or form at all. It was like a totally different thing going on. Even if they occasionally showed up at school assemblies, they were their own unit of kids coming in who were different, and they were not part of the fabric. And that is terrible. And that was how we were raised to see this. Of course, now I have a different perspective because of my own child, but I don't see why that was happening. That's the message they were giving us. That's the way we devalued other people's lives, basically. We were taught to do that. There's no reason to do that. And so, yes, because of how that is and what I saw, and now I'm looking back at that, my experience as a, you know, young person, of course I don't want that for my kid, because I know exactly what I was thinking, or just the way that I disregarded these people. It was a totally separate entity, and they were not part of it. A lot of people that I know who are adults are figuring out, and they do always say hello to Raymare, and they do always make a point of doing that. And so, you know, there's hope for us, even though we didn't get the proper education growing up about how to do it. The worst thing is for us, for people of our generation, to pass on that discomfort to our children. Luckily, the kids that are going to school with kids like Raymare, who have these inclusive classrooms, I think they're getting these things counteracted, even if their parents have their discomfort, which in some ways is understandable because they were raised this way and it wasn't their fault that they weren't given the tools. The worst thing is for the parents to override what they're learning at school. Hopefully, we'll see this generational gap, because that means that schools now are getting it together and kids nowadays having these tools of how to interact with all types of kids.